live from Black Law Podcast Studios.
Oh, wait, really? It's Black Law Podcast Studios.
Studios. Okay, here we go. Three.
Oh, we like Tyler Perry Studios?
Psh, that's right. That's right. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you back to another episode of Black Law and Legalized Social Distancing Edition 2.
Wait, why you not looking in the camera?
I am looking at the camera. Tis not that the camera that you can see me through. See what I'm saying?
That's awesome. That's great.
High tech, high quality shit over here. So we ain't got that big iPhone shit. My name is Dan. You can keep up with me on Twitter and on IG at I Am Dan on Drugs. Keep up with the show, all platforms at Black Law Podcast.
Hi, and I'm Just Dan, and you can follow me on Twitter at I Tell Legalize. And it's an iPad, not an iPhone. Thank you.
That's why that shit look fucking jacked up.
Whatever. It's an iPad.
Jumping right into it, ladies and gentlemen, because our time is limited because of this unsecure software. On a serious note, ladies and gentlemen, what we are seeing now, okay, last week or last episode, we talked about the stimulus package. Now, what we are seeing is a lot of people are getting furloughed and laid off. So what I wanted to ask Anne is, right now, what are some resources other than unemployment that furloughed workers can take advantage of?
That is actually going to be the main one, because as a product of the act that was passed, this new stimulus bill, they've actually increased unemployment. We talked about that. So whatever your normal unemployment would be for your state, the government, the federal government, is adding $600 to that. So that is going to be the main source of, that's what they did it for, you know, so that people, and you can actually do that for 8 weeks. So 8 weeks.
I thought it was until the end of the year. Or are they going to come back in 8 weeks?
No, you can apply until the end of December, until December 31st, 2020. Because everything that was enacted actually flows and goes until December 31st, 2020. So if you are laid off as a result of coronavirus, anytime between now until December 31st, you can receive unemployment and the extra $600 will apply. So that is, as I said, that's going to be the main thing. But, you know, you said that people were being furloughed. So, you know, being furloughed and laid off implies two different things. Because with a furloughed employee, you actually continue to receive certain benefits from your employer, i.e. they continue your medical and some other benefits. And it depends on your employer. You know, that's not like a hard and fast rule about what you can and cannot give to your employee if you furlough them, as opposed to laid off. So when someone is laid off, that implies that you may or may not go back and they are not required to continue paying benefits to you.
Got you. So it's more or less we are being kind and trying to do something to help you out, more or less.
Right. Now, pretty much.
With the stimulus they're rolling out this week, there was a lot of uncertainty last episode because the package or the bill kept, well, not necessarily the bill kept changing, but the details kept changing.
The way the IRS or the Department of Treasury was actually rolling it out kept changing.
We gave some false information, and I apologize to the listeners. I apologize when we said that you had to file a simple return. I mean, might have been true at the time.
Right.
But
so it was not false information. It was true.
It's false now.
It was true at the point that we told them. And just to let you know, some people are still required to file a simple return. So that was not 100%
false. Who are those people?
Those people are people who have income, but don't have a filing requirement, meaning they did not make enough money that they are required to file a tax return. Though that specific group of people has to file a simple tax return. That is the only way that the government is going to know to send you money.
Got you. And the disbursement method, we have found out that...
Oh, wait, hold up. Stop. Let me back up a little bit. So there is this thing, having said that, there is this link on the IRS's website where if you do not have a filing requirement, you can click the link and it will take you to another IRS application that would have you create an account and put in information that would allow the IRS to send that stimulus money to you. So
that would be a direct deposit. If you filed a tax return at an H&R Block or Jackson mm-hmm. Hewitt type of place, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. if you did not get direct deposit into your bank account from these places, you will receive a paper check in the mail, and they are
at the address on your tax return. So if you have moved,
it's kind of late now, but
it's going to be hard because just like everyone else, the IRS has furloughed some people. So there's very limited help at the IRS right now. Anybody calling in, you will probably not get an answer from even the automated system. Like I've called some of the automated systems and it says, this system is not being manned. You will not get personal help, yada, yada, yada. But the only thing that you can do is find out the status of your tax return.
Okay. So if you moved, God bless.
No, that's not true. So watch this. So
can't you fill out a change of address form though, and just mail it into them? I mean, yes, whether or
and
not.
And that is what we have been encouraging people to do, to go and on to IRS.gov, fill out a form. It's called an 8822.
Okay.
8822.
Okay.
Fill it out, sign it, mail it to the IRS. There should be people there that are still, they're still getting mail. Now, how fast they're actually processing these things, that's the issue. But I will still say that it may be worth doing it. And the reason why it may be worth doing it is because, according to the IRS, 15 days after they send out your money, they are going to send a letter to the address that they have on record for you, telling you exactly how they dispersed the money. And if you did not receive it, telling you how you can then go about changing your information so that the IRS will get updated information. So if you fill out an 8822 with your current address after they actually send your money, you still may be able, to get the 15-day letter that tells you how to change your information for them to send you out a new one.
Okay. And last bit of information is the paper checks. The direct deposits, they're just going to be hitting. And if I'm not mistaken, as of today, I want to say a few people have gotten them that I know because they're dumbasses getting on social media talking about, yeah, I got my stimulus money. I got my $1,700. Like, dumbass, why are you broadcasting that to the world? Because, nigga, you owe me $20. Now I'm about to roll up with my N95 mask and be like, hey, what up, though? So,
Let me tell you what a funny story about these things. Okay, for everybody out there that has allowed someone to claim their kids on their tax return.
Oh yeah, let me explain that real quick to maybe our non people of color listeners. What we tend to do in our community a lot is if we have children and maybe not necessarily a job during tax time, we sell our kids. So we know that you might get a couple $1,000s back by claiming our children on your tax return. So you know what? All right, you give me $1,500 and I'll let you claim one of my kids. One kid's worth $1,500 in the black community, no matter what. $1,500.
I don't know about that, but okay.
It used to be $1,000, but inflation. What I was going to say too, though, is the checks that are getting mailed out, they're sending them out based on income. So low income people first, and then medium, and then medium high, and then up to the upper limits of it. So if you make under $10,000, you're probably going out in the first wave. If you make under 20, second wave, under 30, third wave. Some people right. might not get their initial stimulus check until May. So moving on, right?
Or June or July.
Later this year.
Right, because according to the IRS, they can only process so many.
Now, moving on, because again, time's limited. What I'll start by saying is today pissed me off going out into the public and seeing how busy, how many people. I go out once a week to the grocery store to get items like stuff that you can't stock up on, like milk, things that expire pretty quickly. Go out to the grocery store. It's mad out here everywhere. But I've been going out once a week for the past 3 weeks, and I've been noticing a lot of employees that work at grocery stores. They have no PPE. They have no hand sanitizer. Correct. They have no gloves. I'm looking at the Amazon delivery people. I even asked one of them who delivered a package. He was I happened to be outside. I was like, yo, man, they ain't give you no gloves or no hand sanitizer. Nope. And these third party people that drive the Mercedes-Benz Amazon trucks, they don't work for Amazon. They work for a local carrier.
Independent company.
Right. So it's like Amazon's passing the buck and these people, they ain't giving them shit.
And well, not that Amazon is passing the buck. Everybody is actually passing the buck. Because think about it. Some grocery stores just got retrofitted with plexiglass to protect the cashiers.
The one I go to just did that. The last time I went to the grocery store was the first time I saw that. That was last week.
Right. And so we have been battling this thing since February. And think about it. This is what the 10th? This is April? We're in April now?
Yeah, April 11th.
So for 3 months?
Yeah.
3 months we've been battling this thing, and these people just got retrofitted with something that could semi-protect them from droplets. But, you know, having said that, and how these companies are not protecting.
UPS. UPS is another one, too. And let me tell y'all another real quick story. I'm going mad. I'm working from home, and I just get up and I walk my property. And I never, like, I grew up not having a yard. I grew up in the hood. Our yard was like a little slab of cement in front of the house. And I hated this yard until recently. Being stuck, yo, I'm like, man, having a yard, this shit is it. Because I'm walking my property, like, but I'm sitting out front.
I'm walking my property.
I'm telling you. But the UPS dude rolls up with two boxes from Sam's. I had to order some monsters from Sam's. So I saw him, and he get out the truck. And I look at him, I get up, and I run around the corner. So I'm like, that dude probably about to be offended, but fuck that. You staying the fuck away from me. That dude said, thank you. I'm like, shh, you got it, bruh.
Right.
The employees, a lot of them aren't protected. But on the news, they'll lead you to believe that these companies are protecting their employees. So let's say
they don't have enough PPE for everybody. Well, that's the thing.
Right.
They don't have enough.
It depends on how you define PPE as well. Let's just say gloves. Let's say hand sanitizer, cleaning products. Y'all should have that at grocery stores.
You know what? How are they going to have it when the supply is being diverted? Think about this.
Well, there's two supply chains. There's two supply chains. You have your commercial supply chain, and you have your stuff that we buy from the grocery store. The commercial supply chain is still functioning pretty much the same.
It is functioning very slowly. Cause this is why, think about it. This is why hospitals don't have enough PPE. So we are being supplied by freight companies and by these companies that make industrial hand sanitizer and all this other stuff. That honestly, the way I'm looking at this, there is not enough PPE for grocery store workers and nurses. You know what I'm saying? There are not enough masks. And I'm not talking about the N95.
Fuck the mask.
I'm talking about like the little surgical mask. Gloves. They're not like, you try to buy gloves right now.
Fuck the mask and gloves. All I want to see at the grocery stores, I mean, it will be nice, but I'm going to tell you like this. In talking to Paul, former firefighter EMT, gloves aren't going to do most people any good because there's a proper way to put them on and take them off. So you put your gloves on, you're going out shopping, you're touching shit. And then you touch your face.
You're touching your face, right. Or just like with the mask. The masks are not designed really to protect you from somebody else.
Yes,
they're supposed to be droplets. Protecting someone else from you, but there is a certain way that you need to wear that as well and, for it to be effective.
And clean it often, but then taking the gloves off. When you take the gloves off, most people just take them off. In doing that, you're touching them, right? Mm-hmm. You're touching the gloves with your hands and whatever. But I still would like to see businesses, at minimum, create social distance. I know a lot of the grocery stores that I go to, they do have markings now in the lines.
But that actually means that people have to adhere. Because Walmart has created one-way aisles. How many people actually adhere to that?
Right.
Like, you can only go down these aisles once, and it is stupid. And that's the thing. Everything that people put in place, from grocery stores to government, whatever, relies on the actions of people. On people to actually adhere to what is going on. Just like you said, people are out like, because it's Easter weekend, people are out like, woohoo! And then
it's over.
On top of that, we've been told that we are flattening our curve and that the rate of infection is lowering, the rate of death is lowering. So in people's heads, that's like, well, shoot, I can go hang out because, you know, we about to get through this thing. And that is 100% false.
And we're going to see a second wave coming soon. So let's just jump right into it, because my phone says we got about 8.5 minutes left.
OK.
The workers that we're talking about that aren't being protected, even the workers that are being protected, can they sue their employers for if they catch COVID or the coronavirus?
Wait, did you see the video about where the chick went through and started signing, and she did not know sign language? She busted in this press conference, and she asked them, and they literally just said, okay, you know, she offered her services.
Obama.
They said, okay. And the lady was like, she was doing all kinds of things. I was
trying to go. I would be, I know sign. It's like,
wait, really?
Bring it back that way. Bring it back.
Anyway, so you were asking whether or not these workers can actually sue their employers
if they catch coronavirus. Thing. Yes.
As we always say, you can sue anybody for anything at any time. Whether or not they will be successful is actually going to depend on a number of things. So we know that OSHA, Occupational Health and Safety, they have standards. And one of those standards is, let me read this. Because I had this thing. Let me read it and what it says. So OSHA says that as an employer, you have to furnish each of your employees a place of employment which is free from recognized hazards that can cause or is likely to cause death or serious physical harm. Right?
Okay.
So that's what OSHA says, that you have to basically provide your employees with a safe environment.
Right.
Free from something that can cause them death or bodily harm, serious bodily injury. Well, we know that coronavirus can lead to death.
It can.
Right. So as far as can they sue? Yes, they can. If they can try. Matter of fact, there is a Walmart employee's family who is actually suing Walmart for wrongful death right now. And it is as a result of coronavirus. Right. He died COVID-19, and his family is suing Walmart because they said that Walmart did not provide their employees with PPE.
I can believe it. Okay.
But the thing is, whether or not that is going to be successful, as I said, relies on a number of things. Can this employer show that they actually did take steps related to COVID-19 and coronavirus? Would be, what does the CDC says? What CDC guidelines? They have them,
mm-hmm.
Right? CDC guidelines says you have to, this is what you're required to do.
6 feet, this, that, and 6 feet, yeah.
Let social distancing, whatever, whatever, whatever. At the top of the show, or in the middle of the show, whatever, I said, and we said, that this all depends on people. So I tell you, stay 6 feet away if you choose to invade my personal space and get up close and personal.
Assault. Would that not be assault?
If I thought you were trying to harm me, and I guess spraying me with droplets, and I don't know whether or not you have COVID, you know, you have coronavirus.
That's an act of terrorism. Matter of fact, I saw this thing in like Tennessee or Kentucky or something where someone was going around doing pranks and just coughing, you know, in places around people.
Right.
They got charged with terrorist threats, making terrorist threats or acts or something.
Exactly. Especially in this environment. And, you know, you can liken that to HIV. You remember when the guy was going around intentionally infecting people with HIV?
Yeah.
And he was actually criminally charged. And it was attempted murder is what they charged him with.
And so that's good. So going back to these employees, though, so if Walmart can say, if they can show, because any employer is going to cover their asses in documentation. You might have an employee handbook. You might have guidelines that is supposed to go out to all the employees, but
right,
employees
but
never see
it. This is why I think, even though you may sue, this is why I think that suit is not going to be successful. Most of these places like Walmart is probably going to settle out of court. They're not going to take this to court. But if they did, I think they would win. And the reason why I think they would win is because this employee's family has to prove that they contracted disease at Walmart. Coronavirus is everywhere. How can you show causality? How can you show that they got it at Walmart? I can say you got it at home, or you got it from Ray Ray's house, or you got it from church. So how can I prove that I got it at Walmart? That's going to be what all this stuff turns on.
Yeah. But again, going back to a lot of these companies, like, did you take proper safety precautions? And a lot of them, no. A lot of companies at the same time, they weren't prepared to handle anything of this magnitude either, because who expects a worldwide global pandemic? And you see the conspiracy theories. You'll see the 5G towers are doing this. Mm-hmm. Seriously? Yep. That's what's doing this? 5G?
Then 5G?
You know what?
5G killing us. iPhone's been killing us for a very, very long time, too.
Man, people fucking dumb. So you can sue your employer, whether you win or not. There's the guy in New York. The dude in New York that organized the Amazon protest who got fired because they said, oh, we told him to stay out because he'd been exposed. If he had been exposed, damn near everyone he works with would have been exposed. Why the fuck were they still there?
Right.
And then I forgot the second one, but there was like a class action suit that's going on right now for.
Like I said, most of these things are probably going to be settled out of court. Walmart is probably going to settle and the family's going to take it, because I understand trying to prove a point. I understand I want you and I want the world to know that I think you did this, but in the end, money's not going to bring them back. And more than likely, like I said, Walmart is going to settle. So that's not going to be anything that's going to get them to change what they're doing.
Right.
So it's almost an exercise in futility, but
man, yeah. So would you recommend any of our listeners, if them or if you or a family member have contracted the coronavirus, you would say sue, even if nobody died? Let's still sue, even if no one died?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it's not about, I hope you don't die. That's not what you're trying to do. What lawsuits like this fundamentally are trying to do is change patterns of behavior. I want to hit you where it hurts, to the point where you're going to change something. So what they're trying to say is, I want you to take my life seriously and the lives of my coworkers seriously enough to change your actions given this circumstance.
That's not going to happen. And we're jumping around, but that's because I feel kind of time crunched here and there's like 90 seconds left. And we're going to see what happens after that. But so people of color disproportionately have been affected by coronavirus, right? So like a couple of days ago, the news, I saw it on the news and they're like, this is so mysterious. We don't understand it. And then now I'm starting to hear doctors, your boy, Dr. Corey Hebert, talking about, black people have underlying conditions, high blood pressure, obesity, diabetes. Y'all are missing the fucking point. Black people, the disparity in wealth in this country, Like the disparity in opportunity, resources,
healthcare.
We don't have, like, I don't want to say black people don't have good jobs, but you know who's working most of the shitty jobs? Minorities.
Well, it's not shitty jobs. It is jobs that they
minimum
consider
wage jobs.
Essential. So you have to eat. So fast food restaurants are open. Who
exactly.
works at fast food restaurant? Your garbage has to be picked up. Who is picking up your garbage?
You ride
public transportation. Who's driving those buses?
Exactly. But they're ignoring this shit. They're pointing at, oh, diabetes, high blood pressure, which sure. But that's not the root cause. The root cause is we have to get out here in these streets and work. We have to go to. And it's funny, like I see people on Twitter talking about, well, shit, all y'all motherfuckers still working. Y'all should be happy. Y'all still have a job.
Really?
What?
No,
motherfuckers, they're just as scared. But the thing they're also scared of being homeless, not paying their bills, not being able to feed their kids.
And that's the thing. You think about just here, Regional Transit Authority. I talked about bus drivers. That was a bus driver that was on the news under anonymity because she was afraid to lose her job. And that's what she kept saying. She kept saying, I can't not go to work because if I don't go to work, I'll be fired.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, my kids, I can go on unemployment, but even unemployment is sketchy because up until Monday, which is, I think, tomorrow, 2 days from now,
right?
That's when that $600 is going to kick in. And who knows how, and that's not going to last forever.
And so it also now, doesn't cover medical, dental, and all that other shit, right?
Exactly right. So now I am out of a job up until December. Well, for 2 months, I'm going to have this 800 and however much dollars. But then after that, what?
Right.
So I have to go to work. And not only do I have to go to work, I have to go to work and I have to be in a confined space with other people who are also forced to go to work. And they are touching and in contact with thousands of people a day.
Right.
So, yeah, no, it's you know, we talk a lot about racial disparity amongst people of color. And you know, you talk about comorbidities and these underlying illnesses. Yes, the lack of healthcare is a reason, but think about too why Black people have high blood pressure and diabetes.
Because white people are stressing us out.
it's the way we eat, but we eat that way because it's cheap to eat.
Yeah, and not only that. You know, I said that jokingly, white people stressing us out, but no, our lifestyles are very stressful for the most part. Just being Black in America is stressful as fuck. Right. And stress elevates your blood pressure.
Living while Black. I mean, like I said, we most Black and brown people, especially in the inner city, live in what's called food deserts. They don't have places to go to get fresh fruit. So then, fresh fruit costs a lot. We are trying to stretch our dollar to feed our families for a prolonged period of time. So we're not about to pay $10 for a bag of apples when we can buy, you know, meat, bread, and chips.
And the big bag of cereal, the $2-3 bag. Yo, you know, I felt kind of bad, right? Because the grocery store I go to is kind of a boutique grocery store. And the only reason I go there is...
bougie grocery store because you balling out of control?
No, it's because...
Hashtag rich man's problems?
No, it's because the crowd, there's not a lot of people there ever. Mm-hmm. Even... So I like go get some dried fruit. I'm thinking things that don't really have expiration. I go check out with dried fruit. This is what I had. Dried banana chips, dried dates, dried mangoes, and dried plantains and a little thing of ginger. Guess how much that shit costs?
Spell plantain, probably $60.
It's like $63 and some change.
Absolutely.
And I felt kind of bad.
Crazy,
I'm like,
hashtag
shit.
Crazy rich man problems. See what I'm telling y'all, BLL? Like I said, who's the crazy rich man that's walking his property with the pool in the pool house? Hashtag crazy man, rich man problems.
Walking that bitch with the shotgun too. Like, I wish one of y'all motherfuckers would, man. I wish y'all would. So anyway, I guess that concludes because now we're over and I'm not sure what's going to happen. But this concludes another episode of Black Law and Legal Lies, social distancing edition. And we really hope you guys enjoyed meeting, our guest that was just walking around in the fucking background.
Did you see?
Just walking around. Uh-huh. Like, ain't shit. My name is Dan. Keep up with me. Oh, wait. Hold on. Strawberry Shortcake?
That's correct.
That's what we doing? That's what we doing? Okay.
Tomorrow? Mm-hmm.
That's what we doing. I'm Dan.
That's not what we doing.
Keep up with me at I am Dan on Drugs on Twitter and on IG. Keep up with the show. All platforms at Black Law Podcast.
Yeah. And I'm just Dan. And you can follow me at I Tell Legalize on Twitter. Did you hear the jingle jingle?
Man.
It's my badass dog jingle jingling right there.
So wait, hold on. So y'all some of the fools that went out to the damn grocery store and making strawberry shortcake and what else?
That was already gotten, man.
And what else?
That was already gotten.
What else? I'm pretty sure you went out to the grocery store today. And
hold up. No. Once a week. You remember that whole once a week? There was already planned right here. Look, there she go again. Mm-hmm. You should have just turned around and waved.
Man, all I know is might have to do the drive-by plate through the window service or whatever. So, all right, peace out.
Later.
Duh.